You're listening to Four Seas, One Family, episode 26. Welcome to Four Seas, One Family, the podcast where expats and future expats can share and learn about life experiences abroad. I'm your host, James Thomas, coming to you from Taipei, Taiwan, and I'm so glad to have you traveling along with me on this journey. Welcome to the show. Hey, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. That's right, February 14th here in Taiwan, and I hope you're having a pleasant Valentine's Day wherever you are. And, you know, I'm going to take this opportunity to talk a little bit about the ups and downs of a long distance relationship. And, you know, I'm sure at some points, in our lives, we've had to face a situation where, one of the members of the relationship has to go away for a while. And, you know, sometimes it's for various reasons, but, you know, first of all, let me be clear and stress that I'm not an expert on relationships. However, I think that I have been around long enough and understand what most people go through in a long distance relationship. Now, so with this in mind, let's open the door wide and let it be known that being in a long distance relationship can be challenging, no matter where you are. And there are many reasons why partners have to live far apart from one another. And that can include things like studying abroad or work opportunities that requires one or both parties to be in different parts of the world. Now, this shouldn't be a barrier, though. Now, under normal circumstances, relationships face many challenges, and it's up to the partners to work as a cohesive team to overcome these issues. Now, long-distance relationships require that both parties be patient and trust one another throughout. There should not be any suspicions, I should say, but, you know, we are all humans, and sometimes our minds do wander, and some people's minds wander more than others. Now, partners will have to decide that they will have to wait for a time when both of them can be together again. And commitment from both parties is simply required. Simply stated, in order for a relationship to survive, and despite the fact of being far apart, partners need to rethink about their ability to stay committed while they are physically absent from one another. Now, this can be hard for some people. It can be hard for some people, you know, when they feel lonely or maybe holiday times, and they want to have someone by their sides. Now, like I said, both parties need to rethink about their ability to stay committed while they are physically absent from one another. Now, apart from partners not being together due to distance, there is nothing strange about long-distance relationships. Not at all. Now, when in a long-distance relationship, each party must spend a great deal of time missing one another. And I say must. Now, wondering what the other party could be doing each moment of the day can be a nerve-wracking experience for some people. Now, we are human, and there are times that their minds will start, you know, pondering over a list of what ifs. What if this? What if he, she, that? What if this and this person meets that person? Well, this is when both parties must work through the challenges and obstacles causing such thoughts to manifest. Now, after all, the distance pu- puts to test the devotion both parties have for one another. So when they finally do reunite, all of the struggles and challenges hopefully will fade away. Now, the following are five tips to deal with the ups and downs of a long-distance relationship. Now, this is not a 100% comprehensive list, but these are just five. Number one, have mutual positive feelings. The most important thing is that both parties involved in a long-distance relationship must have a positive mutual feelings toward each other. Now, when this type of mindset is kept, conflicts that threaten the relationship will have lesser impact. Okay? Have lesser impact. Number two, the second thing, strong commitment. Commitment from both parties is absolutely essential. Both individuals must be clearly committed to one another so that their bond can remain strong despite the distance between them. Partners will have to work through obstacles that may arrive. And that, those obstacles could be many things, whether it's financial or time related. Now, if one person involved isn't able or willing to be completely committed, apprehensions will arrive. And that's the key. Apprehensions will arrive. That's the key to try to avoid it. The third thing is have faith and trust. Faith and trust. Qualifiable, huh? Partners must also have faith and trust in one another. Now, some people in this situation may find themselves becoming weary as a result of the distance. One partner may start experiencing stress as a result of thinking about what the other partner is thinking or doing. I mean, we're not mind readers, so we start to draw up certain scenarios in our minds. This may not be healthy or conducive to the relationship. Now, if both parties trust each other and have full faith in a relationship, the distance will not hinder or should not hinder them from finally reaching a point where they can reunite and have a, you know, fruitful, full and meaningful relationship. Number four. And I think this is a simple communication. Now, contact each other as often as time and responsibilities permit. When you are away from your partner, you may have responsibilities of, say, school or work. These are responsibilities, and they should not trample upon your relationship or vice versa. Now, this doesn't mean that parties should have to call each other every hour or even daily. What this does mean is that they should set up a schedule that they both can follow or adjust if needed. Now, there are internet telephonic communication tools like Skype and FaceTime. And, you know, they are good examples of the tools that can be used to maintain communication. And number five, may seem obvious, but be mature. Now, both parties, above all, must be mature when dealing with issues that do arrive during their long-distance courtship. When one or both parties display childish behavior, their relationship just will not succeed. The relationship that has already been built will simply falter. Now, in conclusion, you know, what I've detailed just now isn't the ultimate comprehensive guide to keep a long-distance relationship running smoothly. any relationship spanning long distances will have bumps to go over or around. And this even goes for many non-romantic platonic relationships. The key is to keep a realistic and clear head of what you and the other party hope to obtain in the relationship. I know things, a lot of things are simply said and not so easily to do, but this is just something to keep in mind. And, you know, when you have to go abroad for a long period of time, you know, try to keep these tips in mind. And let me repeat, have, number one, have mutual positive feelings. Number two, strong commitment. Number three, have faith and trust. Number four, communication. Number five, be mature. With these five simple things in mind, hopefully you can have and enjoy and overcome the feelings you've had while in a relationship and being far apart from your partner. Well, thanks a lot for dropping this. This has been very short, my Valentine's Day special. And, you know, look, if you have any questions, you know, drop by this site, 4C1Family.com. Or please give us some iTunes love there and we see what we can do. Oh, and if you like, you can take part in the blog post or leave us a message with SpeakPipe on the website. Once again, happy Valentine's Day. For 4C1Family, I'm James Thomas. Take care. Zaijian. Four Seas, One Family is a production of the World Data Exchange Video Network, WDEVN.